Good morning. The storm system that sheared off to our south over the weekend is departing off the eastern seaboard. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England with clear skies overnight, most everyone starting off the day between 0 and 10 above. Light winds will make it feel just a bit more comfortable despite the cold, and we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine during the day today. And high temperatures will rebound nicely, a bit milder than recent days and more towards seasonable levels with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Overnight tonight, a weak disturbance will slide in from the north, producing a bit more cloud cover, and lows will drop back into the teens. This cloud cover will break up during the day on Tuesday, and we'll have some sunshine mixing in with highs bouncing into the lower 30s. Another front, this one stronger, will slide our way on Wednesday with scattered snow showers, otherwise partly sunny skies and a gusty breeze. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will top out in the lower to mid-30s once again. Colder air will sweep in behind this system on Thursday, with mostly sunny skies. We'll be back into the lower 20s. A more potent wave with a bit more energy and moisture with it will head off to our south on Friday. Some light snow is possible during the day with highs in the upper 20s. A more impressive system will emerge out of the southern plains and head toward the mid-Atlantic coast and potentially up the eastern seaboard for the upcoming weekend. If this storm materializes, depending on the track, it looks like significant snow would be possible for interior New York and New England by late Saturday, Saturday night, and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm across the mid-Atlantic that produced double-digit snow totals for some areas of northern Virginia and Maryland, and significant icing from freezing rain across western North Carolina and southern Virginia, is departing off the East Coast. Meanwhile, a deep Pacific trough off the west coast will remain in place over the next few days with a front approaching Southern California tonight and additional energy arriving through tomorrow. The result will be widespread rain with some localized flooding issues possible for the coastal mountain ranges. Heavy snow is likely for the Sierra Nevada and Siskiyou Mountains of California, with amounts possibly exceeding a foot at the highest elevations. Elsewhere across the continental U.S., a mainly dry weather pattern is expected through tomorrow as a high-pressure center remains in place. A strong cold front will drop south across the plains tomorrow and into early Wednesday, bringing frigid temperatures to the Dakotas and the upper Midwest by the middle part of the week. There should be enough moisture with this front to produce some mixed precipitation over the lower Great Lakes and snow showers behind the front over northern Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 10 degrees with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 39 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 8 degrees, the dew point 3, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.36 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Marathon, Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 10, the average temperature 17, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still no snowfall for the month, just 1/10 of an inch, which is now 7.4 inches of snow below normal. And with 13.8 inches of snow for the season, that's now 10.5 inches of snow below normal. There were 48 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 460, that's 90 below normal. And with 2,840 for the season, that's 245 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 66 set in 1932, and the record low 24 below zero in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m. 9 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s. Partly sunny on Wednesday, scattered snow showers becoming windy, lower to mid-30s, then temperatures drop in the afternoon. Mostly sunny on Thursday, back to the lower 20s. Cloudy with a good chance of some light snow on Friday in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday with a chance of snow toward evening in the mid-20s. And more snow, possibly heavy, Saturday night and Sunday with highs staying in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.